This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 24. Broken cisterns hold no water. Our reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 2. Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, you heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Is Israel a servant, a slave by birth? Why then has he become plunder? Lions have roared, they have growled at him. They have laid waste his land. His towns are burned and deserted. Also, the men of Memphis and Tahpenes have cracked your skull. Have you not brought this on yourselves by forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? Now why go to Egypt to drink water from the Nile? And why go to Assyria to drink water from the Euphrates? Your wickedness will punish you. Your backsliding will rebuke you. Consider then and realize how evil and bitter it is for you when you forsake the Lord your God and have no awe of me, declares the Lord Almighty. In the chaos leading up to the French Revolution, 1789 to 99, many churches in France were converted into temples of reason. People lifted up the goddess of reason to celebrate the new age of reason in place of the fading age of faith. Not long afterward, the age of romanticism came along to replace the tyranny of reason by lifting up passions and feelings. Like a pendulum swinging back and forth, each age has its own ideology. Sometimes there is a good reason for the change, but usually only one side of truth is exalted. And when that becomes idolized, it prompts a reaction. There is a place for reason, a place for emotions, a place for art, a place for science, and much more. But when people highlight ideals over the sovereignty of God, they become idols, false gods, and are eventually found to be inadequate. Idols are ultimately unsatisfying. That's what happened in the days of Jeremiah. My people have exchanged their glorious gods for worthless idols, said the Lord. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Like idols, broken cisterns leave us thirsty and longing for living water, a gushing spring that never runs dry. Regardless of what people may say from age to age in history, Jesus is always the living water who fills us with the gift of eternal life. Pray with me. Lord, fill us with grace and truth. Your living water for this parched, thirsty world. May we honor you first in all we do. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.